Now, Rav Nosanzal takes us back to the topic of wine regarding this. Paragraph Gimel. V'ze yodua shedovra melech hu bebechinas kois yayin shel brocha. We know that David HaMelech, who represents the Malchus of Kedusha, is associated with the wine, the kois yayin of brocha, that we make at the end of a meal, the kois of Birchas Hamozon. Bebechinas, as we find, Dovra HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kois Yeshuois Esa, I lift up the cup of salvation. Bechinas Koisi Revoyo, and he says, my cup is full. Ukamoisham Rabbi Seinuzal, and also as the Gemara tells us, Sheloosid Yoimar David Li Noel of Orech, that in the future, when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be an incredible Seuda, an incredible feast. And Hashem is going to serve special meat and special wine. And it says the wine is going to be Misheshesime Bereshis, from Shivasime Yayin Hameshumarla. And the meat is going to be the Shor Habar, this special kind of meat. And it says that after this feast, Hashem is going to say, okay, now it's time to lead the Birkat HaMazon. Who's going to do it? See, so he's going to start with Avram Avinu. You are the oldest, right? Avram Avinu is going to say, I can't do it, because I had a son, Yishmael, so I have something defective. Yitzchak, can't do it. I have a son, Esav. Yaakov Avinu, can't do it. I married two sisters. And Moshe Rabbeinu, can't do it. This and this reason. Each one, until he's going to come to Dovr HaMelech, and Dovr HaMelech is going to say, yes, Li no elevorech. For me, it's appropriate to be the one to lead the Birchas HaMozaim. So we see that Dovr HaMelech is the concept of Kois Shel Brocha. Ki Yayin Zebechinas Chamimus Hadomim. Because wine represents the heat, the passion in the blood. Kanira Bechush, as we see in life. Shehayayin Ushar Mashkois HaMeshakrim HeMechamimim Hadomim. That wine and other alcoholic beverages heat up the blood. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuz, they put the person on fire. The person suddenly gets you know, strong and loud and screaming. U'k'moshom Razal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Dafayin, al tere yayin kis Adam. Don't look at wine in its redness. And the Gemara says, yis Adam she'achrisoi dom. Wine leads to blood. Wine leads to bloodshed. People drink to excess, they get drunk, and they start yelling, and they start punching, and then there's the blood. V'alkein hayayin kol mishnei bechinois. And this is why the Gemara mentions many times that wine has two different powers. K'moshem Rabbi Seinuzal zocho, if the person is zoche mesamchoi, it makes the person happy. Loi zocho, if he's not zoche, meshamemoi, it destroys him. A person who is zoche to drink wine with holiness, for example, kois shel brocha at the end of a suda, at the end of a suda for Birchas HaMozon, or on Shabbos or on Yontif, azai hayayin toiva gedoyla. Then the wine is a tremendous benefit to the person. Because the wine turns on the person's heart to feel a fiery love for Hashem, an intense love for Hashem. Because the wine elevates his brain, it expands his brain, and brings joy to the heart. Shemargish bedaitoi yedias chukas dveikus elekusis borach. Because the person is, when a person drinks wine properly, bigdusha, a limited amount, the person is able to feel the deep, deep desire to connect to Hashem. Sheze ikar hadas. That's the real das. That's the highest level of intelligence in this world. The intelligence, the realization to know that the most important thing in life is to be deeply attached and connected to Hashem. V'nischameim halev behislavus godol ubesimcha rabo lihikolel b'Hashem yisborach ul'adav kavoy. And the heart gets turned on with a major passion and joy, wanting to merge with Hashem, wanting to be deeply attached to Hashem. Shezeh Iker Shlemus Ho'ava. This is true love. This is real Ahava. Kishehachamimus Hadamim, Shezeh Bechinas Yayin, Nishapchen El Hagdusha, Lehislai, Beshalhuven Rechimus Alashmiz Borach. When the fire, the warmth, the of wine, which usually heats up the blood, and that could go either way, that could heat up the blood to sin, to all kinds of bad things, or it heats up the blood to put intensity and passion into one's love for Hashem, into one's mitzvahs. Shezeh bechinas nogilo venismecho boch, nazkiro doidecho miayin, meishorim ahivucha. We will rejoice and be happy with Hashem. We'll remember our beloved from wine, meishorim ahivucha, and our love will be a pure one, a smooth one. Kizeh ikar shleimus ha'avo kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this is real perfection of love. This is one of the things that we know today, as in all times. There are hundreds of books written about this and stories. Everybody wants to know love. Peace and love, these are the buzzwords. These are the key words in life. You ask a person, what do I want to be? What does a person want to get to? I want to experience true love. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here what real Ahava is. That Ahava is a combination of two things. Number one, it requires das. It requires intelligence. It requires machshava, sechel, to know what to love. A person can fall in love. There are people who fall in love with a tree. People that love their dog, you know, and other things. People have all kinds of misplaced attention, etc., etc. So a person needs das and sechel to elevate the love to a place of high intelligence, where it's really being put in the right place. That's number one. But then Rav Nosson Zal explained to us that's not enough. Because a person can have that, but it's on a very low fire. And that's not really experiencing love. Real, when the love is really at its best, is when you've added to it the high intensity, you've added fire to the love. Even though love is usually associated with chesed, which is the right side. Ahavas chesed, Torah Chaim, the ahavas chesed. Ahavas associated with chesed, which is the right side. But Rav Nosson Zal told us in the previous year, and we're going to have much more on this coming up now, that shleimus ha'ahava, shleimus of the right side is when it's got the right and left together. Shleimus of ahava is when you put some fire into that ahava. You put some hislavus into that ahava. You put some redness, the red, and that's what yayin can do for it when the yayin is drunk bigdusha. When a person drinks a limited amount of wine and they make a brach on it and they're drinking it l'kovod Shabbos with all the right kind of thoughts, then the wine suddenly turns the volume up on that ahava. And suddenly the feelings of love that the person was having for Hashem or for Torah or mitzvahs till now, suddenly it's multiplied by like a billion watts. And then he's really tasting that ahava b'shleimus. This is the concept of the pasuk that the Torah says that there's a wine that brings joy to Hashem and to mankind. As the pasuk says, wine brings joy to the hearts of people. Again now, ki ikar hasimcha, and this again is so critical. We started giving a series of shiurim on this word, simcha. Happiness. These are the things that people today want to know. What is happiness? What is true happiness? And how does a person achieve it? And in Rabbeinu Zal's forum, you have pages and pages defining, giving a person a correct definition. Because if a person doesn't know what it is, they bark up the wrong tree. They go for something. They think that's true happiness. There are people that think happiness is having $35 million in my bank account. And they kill themselves and they kill other people to get the $35 million. And when they get it, they find out they made a mistake. Because of the $35 million, they get divorced and their kids leave them and they're left, it's him and the dog. That's what he's left with. Or some people end up in jail, as we've witnessed today, yesterday, today, tomorrow. So we see that can't possibly be true happiness. And there's other people that are suggesting all kinds of other suggestions. Rabbi Nazal in his Sforim defines true happiness and explains how to get to it and how to hold on to it. This is one of the places where Rabbi Nosson Zal does it in an incredibly clear, crystal clear way. Listen to what we're going to say now. Ki ikar hasimcha hu, because real happiness is kishemargishin baleith yediyah selukusiyas baruch, when a person feels inside their heart the awareness of Hashem, faith in Hashem and the connection to Hashem. Shemishom nimshochim kol hasmochoi sheba'olam, because it's from that's the foundation from which all happiness, all the different happiness of the world is plugged into that. If you don't have that, you don't have the foundation. Try to put up a building without having a foundation under it. How solid is that? How safe is that building going to be? How strong is that building going to stand? That's a person who's trying for all kinds of simcha without knowing what the foundation is. The foundation of simcha is, true happiness is, when a person is zeichet to get to a level where they believe in Hashem, and the faith, and they understand, they have it in their brain, the consciousness of Hashem, and they've been able to bring it into their heart. They feel this faith in Hashem. Shemishom nimshochim kol hasmochoi sheboilam. It's from this that there emanates all the other types of happiness in the world. Bebechinas, for example, person has the most delicious, person's going to go to the most expensive restaurant in the world, eat the most delicious food imaginable. If it's not attached to this, it's zero. Meaning, what's going to happen? He finishes the food. 10 minutes later, he forgets about it. Or a day later, a week later, can he bring that taste back? Can he bring that joy, that happiness back? No. But if a person believes in Hashem, and if everything they're doing is for Hashem's honor, and before the person eats, the person makes a bracha, acknowledging, you know where this comes from? Hashem created this. Imagine how great Hashem is to be able to make all of these different kinds of food. Every single one has such a totally different taste and texture and all kinds of things. And after he eats, he thanks Hashem. Then it's not a physical pleasure anymore. It's something spiritual. It's something eternal. True, the food went away in a half hour, in an hour, in 3 hours. But the mitzvah, the bracha that I made on the food, the divrei Torah that I said at the meal, the fact that I elevated that to a religious experience through my faith in Hashem, by feeling Hashem in everything I'm doing, that's a different level of happiness totally. That's a permanent happiness, and that's something deep. That's not something just on the surface. There are so many people who are making believe they're happy because they have to keep a certain image. If not, people are going to think he's crazy. What do you mean? The guy's a multimillionaire. He's got this. He's got that. And he's unhappy. He belongs in a mental asylum. So he's got to make believe he's happy. When he eats, he has to, even though to him it's a joke, it's become boring. Every big deal. He had steak last week and the week before. Steak doesn't bring him any happiness. That doesn't bring any serious happiness. Because again, those things, the Olam HaGashmi is finite, it's limited. It's only something spiritual that's unlimited, that's infinite. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha, serve Hashem with happiness. That's the real happiness, serving Hashem. Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim. Realize, recognize that Hashem is the king. Hashem is everything. She'ikar hasimcha kisheyoidin ki Hashem hu elokim. Real happiness is when a person realizes that Hashem is king. I'm not king. I'm not the greatest. I'm not perfect. I don't have to be. People aren't bowing down to me. I don't need anybody bow. I ain't the king. There is a king. He requires respect. I don't need respect. I don't have to get crazy if a guy went in front of me online, he cut me off, I'm going to go after him and kill him and put my life up because he insulted me. Who am I? What am I? I'm an ant compared to the one who really counts. the King, Hashem. So the more a person is aware, believes, and is aware and realizes that there's a Hashem, and he realizes who Hashem is and what Hashem is, number one, he avoids 999.9% of things that could get a person nervous and angry and upset and sad and depressed. And number two, he can look at everything in a positive light. He can look at everything in a good way. She'ikar hasimcha, real happiness is kishayoidin ki Hashem hu alikim, when a person knows that Hashem is it. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, onoichi esmach b'Hashem, I am happy with Hashem. That's real happiness. The more a person realizes who Hashem is, the happier that person will be in every way. In every way. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk. Kivoy yismach libeinu. With him, our heart rejoices. How can my heart experience real simcha? Voy. Not with ice cream, not with it. Can't do it. And if I know that, then I don't have to get crazy. If I eat the ice cream and it doesn't taste like this, or this wasn't hot enough, or this wasn't cold enough, big deal. That's not my source of happiness. My source of happiness is something else completely, completely. I'm not dependent on ice cream, and I'm not dependent on the $35 million, and I'm not dependent on this guy standing up for me, or that guy for happiness. That's not how I get my thrill. I get my thrill from Hashem. Hashem is my thrill. The fact that I know that there's a Hashem, the fact that I know that there's somebody running this whole world, and he's so far above all the computers and all the everything. He's the epitome of perfection. And all he wants to do is to give. And he loves us. And he declares his love for us, that he loves us more than all the other nations in the world. That's happiness. That's real happiness. That's an unshakable happiness. Uchsiv, and the other pasuk says, Sois osis b'Hashem. I will be happy with Hashem. Togel nafshi beloikoi, my soul will rejoice with Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk, Vani b'Hashem eloizo ogilo belekeishi. The Torah says it in 100 different ways. You want to be really happy? We'll show you what to be happy with. And if you'll be happy with that, it'll be a true happiness. It'll be a permanent happiness. It'll be a happiness that's unshakable, that can't be, no ups and downs in it, just about. It can stand by you through thick and thin. No matter what you're going through, you'll still be able to be happy. And we see this. We see this in real life. People that have faith, people that really, really believe in Hashem, those people at their worst are happier and more fulfilled than other people who don't believe Hashem, who have a billion times more of this and that and everything else, and they're still angry, unhappy people. Ki ikar hasimcha hu kishayoidim Hashem isborach, because the real happiness is when a person is aware of Hashem. And again, this means a constant awareness, a total awareness. Sheze ikar hatachlis v'hatoiva shebechol hatoiva. This is the ultimate goal, and this is the goodness of all goodnesses, the best of everything. V'alkein hayayin shebigdusha shemeirim umagbias hadas. Therefore, when wine is being drunk with holiness for a mitzvah, for the sake of a mitzvah, where it elevates the person's mind, it expands the person's consciousness. K'moshom razal, as the Gemara says, zocho nase roish. If he drinks wine properly, he gets a roish. Ve'ikar hadas hu yediyah selukusiyas borach. And we said that when we talk about expanding your das, we don't mean that you can add more quickly or subtract more quickly, or you know how to build spaceships. That's not das. That's a lower level das. The real das is yediyah selukusiyas borach, awareness of Hashem. That's the real das. That's the highest level das. Al kein yayin hayayin misameach. That's why wine can bring joy. Because again, wine increases the das. The ultimate das is das of Hashem. And we said that there's nothing imaginable that can make you as happy as Das of Hashem. So if Yayin increases your Das, and the real Das is Das of Hashem, then drinking wine properly will make you very, very happy. Ki ze ikra simcha kanal, because that's real happiness. V'alkein enoimrim shir el al hayayin. This is why the Gemara says that we only recite song over wine. Ki ikar hadveikus l'Hashem yisborach hu al yedei tfila v'shirois v'tishbochois kayadua. Because what makes a person achieve the deepest connection to Hashem, dveikus, to be deeply attached to Hashem spiritually, is tfila, song, praises of Hashem. All three of those go together. Kayadua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah everywhere, that's the highest level of dveikus to Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Levi was born, his mother said, Hapam yilove ishi elai. Now my husband is going to be deeply attached to me. Yilave means very deeply attached. So the Gemara says, because she knew that there were four wives, they were supposed to have 12 kids. When she had her third kid, she knew she fulfilled her quota. The Zohar HaKadosh says, much more, something much deeper here. Levi, who were the Leviim? They were the ones who sang and played the musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. There's nothing that leads to dveikus, a deep attachment, like song and music. Shirois, v'tishbochois, and tefillah. That's the Iker Dveikus. Sheze b'chinas Dovr HaMelech al-Lashon. This is what Dovr HaMelech was all about. Shehu ne'im zemirois Yisrael. He's called the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. Sheze b'chinas Yayin ha-Mesameach. That's this wine that brings joy, happiness. Happiness is Dveikus to Hashem. And the main simcha that a person is zoicha to by drinking wine begdusha is by what we said before. Because wine, drinking wine begdusha, will help you take that fire, that passion that's found in your blood, which could go either way. It could go chashon to sin, to all kinds of treif sins and evil desires, or if he's drinking the wine bigdusha, it'll take all of that energy, that intensity, that redness, and it'll swing it to the kedusha. Shemishom achizas hashivum akum, that heat that's in the blood, which the sitra achra can attach itself to, lahafoy hakoil el hakedusha, and it'll convert it and it'll change it over to the kedusha, lekayim hamitzvos b'shalhuvin derechimusa, to enable the person to do mitzvos with passion, with high intensity, with tremendous love, al yedei chamimus hadamim daika, through that fire that's in his blood. A person has a yetzer tov and yetzer hara. The yetzer hara is fire. That fire is found in the blood, we said. When a person is zeichet to drink wine bigdusha, it activates that fire. But because he made a bracha on the wine, and because he had in mind that he's drinking it l'kavod Shabbos, or it's kois shel bracha, or it's at a wedding, it's for a mitzvah, and because he limited how much he drank the right amount, it does two things. It expands his das, number one, and number two, it goes into the blood, and it warms up the blood, and it channels that fire towards mitzvah, towards Torah, towards Tefillah, said suddenly he's not doing mitzvahs just because he loves Hashem, but because he really loves a high intensity. The love now is something, it's pulsating, it's alive. This is the real Yayin HaMesameach. Ki yayin bechinas chamimus hadamim, because wine is associated with the redness of the blood. The red wine is associated with the redness of the blood, which is gvura, din, fire. Ukishenichlal bigdusha, when it's plugged into the kedusha, ze ikar shleimus ho ahavo digdusha. Then this is the perfection of ahavo digdusha, of love. Shemishom Iker HaSimcha. And we said that Ahava D'Kedusha is what gives a person real joy and happiness. When a person experiences the right kind of love, a love for Kedusha, that's real happiness. But again, it can be on low flame or high flame. When Ki Iker HaSimcha Hu Kishe HaSmoil Nichlal B'Yamin. Again, the right side represents love, chesed. But you can have a person who's love and chesed, but not excited about it. You have a person who gives charity, does this one a favor, that one a favor, but you ask him, does that excite you? And the person says, no, not at all. What do you mean? It's natural. A guy came over to me, asked me for a buck. I gave him a buck. That's not going to excite me. If I get a 6-foot hero sandwich with three rounds of this, and I fit it, that's something that'll excite me. When you give me a freezing ice Coke, you know, on a boiling hot day, that'll excite. Lahavdil chas v'shalom. But Rav Nosson Zal tells us that's because you didn't mix that other ingredient into it. Because it's ahava and chesed alone is not yet exciting. It's when you take the ahava and chesed, which is the right side, and you plug it into the left side. You take the midas hadin, you take gvura, and you connected to it, you plug it into that, boom, suddenly the Ahava V'Chesed becomes exciting, becomes something spectacular. Ki ikra simcha kishe smoil nichlal b'yamin, when the left is plugged into the right, shubchina sanal, which is what we just explained. Ki ikra simcha nimshach mikinor shel David. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives another explanation, another version of this. We know that real happiness came from David HaMelech's harp. Shehu b'chinas asora mine negina, which is the concept of the 10 types of song which lead to happiness. Shemishom ikar hasimcha. That's one of those places that you get real happiness. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, alei osor va'alei novel alei higayon b'chinor ki simachtani Hashem b'foholecho. How does a person get simcha? Through that alei osor va'alei novel, through those 10 types of song being played on the harp. That's the ultimate simcha. The kinor shel David, ikar nigunoi shemisham hasimcha, hoyodai kol yidei ruach tzfoinis, shoyim en hashevis boi. King David HaMelech's harp, where did it get, how did it play? The Gemara says in Brochus, there was a north wind at midnight, exactly at midnight, there was a north wind that blows, and the wind went through the strings of the harp, and that started playing that fabulous music, and that's what woke him up. That's what took him out of sleep. We know sleep is death. The Gemara says sleep is a 60th of death. Sleep is darkness. Sleep is nighttime. Sleep is choshech, menias and everything. Waking up from sleep is a concept of joy, happiness. Ura kevoidi, ura hanevel v'chinor, oira shochar. Wake up and sing to wake up the morning, that kind of thing. So the Gemara says it was a north wind that did it. We know that the north side is the left side. In Judaism, we always say that you're facing east. If you're facing east, if east is over there, then to your left is north. So tzofoin is the left. So umisham daiken, it's from the left side that ikar hanigun v'hasimcha, that the song comes from the Leviim. Leviim are the left side. Koyen is chesed. Levi is Gvura, right? But when Kohen and Levi get together, watch out. That's when you have this Ahava with the Gvura. That's when you have the harp and that north wind going through it. That's Shlemus. Ki Iker Hanigun v'hasimcha kishemevarim haruach toiva mitoich haruach ra. Kemo shemavur b'mokam achar b'simenun dalei b'atorah v'imikets koren. Because real simcha, the real nigun and simcha is only when you're able to extract the good spirit from the bad spirit. You're able to separate the good from the bad and take that good and include it in the kedusha. That's real simcha. Meaning, dahainu shemahapchim hayetzahara bechinas hadomim el kedusha. When a person is able to convert the yetzahara and bring him into the Kedusha, to take the left side, to take the blood. Blood is redness, is Esav. To take that and bring that into the Kedusha. Meaning, she'oisin ha-mitzvahis b'chamimus d'kedusha. When a person is zeicha to do mitzvahs with a passion, a passion of kedusha behislavus vechius godol with major hislavus sheze ikar hasimcha. That's true joy. Veze shekosa betikunim, and this is why it says in the Tikune Zohar, shir mismola, that song is from the left side. We know you have Kohen is always the right, Levi is the left, and Yisroel is in the middle, combination. So the Tikkun Ezra says, Kael, Hashem's name Kael, refers to Chesed. How do we know? It's a pasuk. Chesed, Kael, Kol Hayom. So Kael is Chesed, Kael is Kohen. Shir is Levi. The Leviim are the ones who would sing, right? When you take the words Shir and Kael and put them together, you have Yisroel, which is Tiferes. There's a pasuk, Yisroel asher becho espoer, the Jewish people in whom I take pride. So Shir Kael is Kohen, Shir is Levi. Put them together, you have Yisroel. And here Rav Nosson Zal is showing us, again, that what's needed for a person to experience true happiness and what's called true religion, what's called serving Hashem for real. And we mentioned this in the previous year. This takes us back to that story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, the shortest story in Rabbeinu Zal's 13 stories, I think, just about, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a rabbi who had didn't have children for many years. And then afterwards he had a son, an only son, Ben Yochid. Who could a person love more than an only child, an only son? And he raises him till he marries him off, and the father can afford it, so he tells the son to just sit and learn Torah, just serve Hashem, no worries at all. And the son is a good boy. He's doing it. He's learning and praying and learning, period. And yet he feels that there's something missing. And he speaks to two of his young friends, it says there, Bnei Nurim, and they tell him, go to this and this tzaddik, he'll be able to help you. And the story continues how the father tries to stop him and succeeds in stopping him and everything. Question is, what is it that was missing? If a person is learning Torah, if a person is studying Torah, doing mitzvahs, what more is there than that? In this paragraph of Likutei Halachos, we just learned an unbelievable secret that learning Torah and doing mitzvahs alone can be unfulfilling. What do you mean? The Torah is happiness. And you'll go over to some people, you ask them, are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. Why? Because I'm learning Torah. Are you really happy? I think so, of course. I mean, the Torah makes you happy, so I must be happy. Then how come you don't look happy? How come you look sad? And how come you never lay, you never smile, you know? And the person doesn't know what's missing. And here Rav Nosson Zal gave us a secret. He taught us, you know, from Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, he taught us that there's an inyan of Das, and Das is great. Das is everything. But, without the Chamimus and Islavus, without drawing from the left side also, it's not Bishleimus yet.